In the early 1980s, Big Blue started building the foundation for their championship teams of 1986 and 1990. General manager George Young and Bill Parcells wanted a rugged element to their offense. So in the 1985 draft, the Giants added a piece of granite, selecting a tight end out of Notre Dame.
I was just happy to be drafted. You know, back then it wasn't televised like it is today. And I went in the fourth round when I got to the Giants and I saw the guys. You know, I kind of figured that they were going places.
An injury to tight end Zeke Mowat would thrust Bavaro into the starting lineup as a rookie. And he would exceed all expectations, tallying 37 receptions for over 500 yards and four touchdowns. He would be named to the all-rookie team for his strong performance during the 1985 season.
That's a good catch, Mark. Big play, son. That's the way to go. Hey, those guys are going to beat you around. You got to learn to beat their hands off you. You know what I mean?
To me, he was a pretty easy guy to understand. You know, do your work. You know, keep your mouth shut. Don't self-aggrandize. All those things. I mean, I loved him. You know, right from the get-go. You know, that's the kind of guy I want to play for.
For the first time in over two decades, the Giants would host a playoff game at home in front of their fans. And Bavaro would help Big Blue beat their rivals, the 49ers.
To be in Giant Stadium, you know, in New York with these guys, some legendary names who I'd come to realize who they were as I was playing with them that year, and to have that kind of success, it was phenomenal. In the back of everybody's mind, I really feel that we all believe that, you know, we could win a Super Bowl.
And 1986 would become a magical year in Giants history. Bavaro evolved into Phil Simms' main target with over 1,000 yards receiving. He earned his first Pro Bowl selection, and his tough, smash-mouth style epitomized what Big Blue was all about.
I tell you, he's a stone-faced, that Bavaro, now. You know what the hell he's thinking. I'd hate to have to fight that son of a gun.
He was a guy that was sort of the standard-bearer for the attitude of the team.
Bavaro's ability to play through pain was stuff of legend. After breaking his jaw and having it wired shut in a game versus New Orleans, he would return to play the entire second half and score the winning touchdown.
That's one tough, talented football player right there. I'll tell you one thing, I was glad he was on our team. I really was.
How you doing, kid? I'm really proud of you. Tough guy, kid.
On a Monday night game in 1986, Bavaro would forever solidify his status as one of the toughest tight ends the league has ever seen with this historic play versus the Niners.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
The only thing that was going through my mind was why haven't they tackled me yet? Because Ronnie Lott was one of the first guys to hit me.
And the tight end fights his way inside the 30, and a single effort to the 18-yard line, a solitary effort by Bavaro.
And he did it on national TV, you know, just an unbelievable player. You know, it's still the signature play of that game is that.
That play epitomizes how tough Mark was and how we wanted to be as a team.
This is classic and vintage Bavaro. This is what he does the best. He is just one tough cookie. He just carries 49ers all the way inside the 20, carry them for 10 yards to get the first down and set up a possible Giant score.
And in Super Bowl 21 in Pasadena, Bavaro would help the Giants return to championship glory for the first time in 30 years.
Sims throws, end zone! Bavaro, touchdown!
Looking back on it, it was pretty cool. And the great part about that touchdown is somebody took a picture of it head on. So you got me kneeling down, giving thanks for scoring the touchdown. And behind me, you can see the scoreboard on the other side of the field. It was the start of the turning of the tide. And we never really looked back from there.
The Super Bowl champion of the Giants, everybody's dream in football.
Bavaro's success and popularity continued to grow throughout his career. After suffering a severe knee injury in 1989, he would valiantly return in 1990 for the Giants' historic Super Bowl season.
Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
I lucked out, you know, my pro career. I mean, I couldn't have come to a better place with a better coach, with better players, and especially, you know, with a better owner. I was only here 6 years. It wasn't like I played here for 15, 20 years. But those were six special years, you know, for the franchise. And because of that, you know, I'll always, always feel like a Giant.